All right, so here we go. So this presentation is about managing Surface devices like a pro, managing Microsoft devices like a pro, which means Surface. My name is David Beach. I'm a supportability program manager. I work with support, so I'm not a marketing guy. I'm not going to sugarcoat stuff for you. I'm going to try to tell it to you like it is. And I work very closely with the Surface product team. My role on the team is to take feedback from customers like yourselves, make sure that we're driving the right fixes in our product, whether that's our current product or whether that's our future products that we're working on. We're trying to make those products better for you guys to use. And what we're here to talk to you about today is things that you should be thinking about if you're deploying Surface devices in your environment to prevent you from running into common pitfalls. So these are issues that we see come up in support quite frequently. We want to arm you with the tools and knowledge that you need to not hit those problems so you don't have to call us.
Yeah.
This is my buddy Todd Edwards. I'll let him introduce himself.
I'm Todd, and I work in our support center in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I talk to people that are using Surface in businesses and they're having issues or need deployment questions, or I've got a big team of people as well that work with me that handle that. So if you've ever opened a support case on Surface under business, there's a good chance you've worked with somebody on my team or myself. And our buddy Scott was also going to come up here, but he got double booked, so he is like running here from his last presentation, so that's okay.
We know all about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So a lot of times when we talk to customers, we find that they're running into problems because they didn't do the right things when they deployed the devices. So it's not enough to just go buy a bunch of Surface devices and hand them out to your users. You want to take the time on the front end to make sure that you're setting up correctly so that you can avoid those problems as your users start to use the devices. So the first thing to do is think about deployment. If you're deploying in a corporate environment, odds are you probably don't want the retail image on that device. You might have some custom applications you want to do, maybe some security settings you want to do, that sort of thing. So how do you go about building and deploying an image the right way? We've created some tools to help you guys out. So the first tool to know about is the Solution Deployment Accelerator. We have a Surface Solution Deployment Accelerator, and what it's designed to do is help you quickly stand up a proof of concept. So what it'll do is it'll go get the latest image, it'll get the latest updates, it'll package that all up for you. It usually takes about 5 minutes. And then you have an image that you can put onto a Surface device for your proof of concept. It's a really good way to get started quickly with your testing, making sure that your apps work, making sure that your settings are correct, and that your users are going to accept the device once you roll it out into your environment. Now moving on from there, you might want to do some more robust configuration. You might want to do one-touch or zero-touch deployment. We've got tools for you to do that as well. The Microsoft Deployment Toolkit gives you that one-touch deployment. That lets you build up an image and deploy it out to all your devices. Many of you might already be familiar with the tool. We use that for everything in Windows. And then if you're running System Center, you can actually take what you create with the MDT, and you can put that in System Center and do a zero-touch deployment with System Center. So again, when you're thinking about deploying Surface to your users, remember that you're deploying Windows PCs. You can treat it just like any other Windows PC. You can use these same tools to manage it. And for everybody here, that gentleman over there is Scott MacArthur. He's
the winded
our
person.
Crime.
That's all right.
All right. So we have a couple of walkthroughs to help you. If you've never used MDT before, you've never used Solution Deployment Accelerator before, we have some walkthroughs that can help you. Some of them are very, very in-depth and give you a lot of information. Others are just very quick, designed to, you know, if you want to do a proof of concept again. These links will be available when you download the presentation. So if you go to the Ignite app, you can download the presentation. You can get those links. In the interest of time, we're not going to put them up on the screen for you. Some of them are about 20 pages long. But there is information available on TechNet to help you get through that deployment. We encourage you to leverage that. It can help you avoid a lot of common problems that we run into. All right, so once you've got those devices out there in the world, you can just leave them, right? Users are going to be fine? No? No, you want to manage those devices, right? You want to be able to configure them. Maybe you need to turn off the camera. Maybe you need to turn off the USB port to meet some security requirements. Or you know, maybe you want to just enforce a password so that somebody can't come in and mess with all those settings. We have a tool that lets you do that called Surface Enterprise Management Mode, or SIM for short. Surface Enterprise Management Mode is a tool that works with the UEFI firmware on the device. There's security built into it so that unauthorized people can't get into it and manage all your devices for you. We don't want rogue administrators, you know, doing things like turning off the keyboard. That's bad. So the tool is available for you. It's free. Download it from the web. It's got a pretty good setup wizard to walk you through. The one caveat is that if you're going to use SIEM, you do need to have a certificate infrastructure in place to provide that security. All the security is based on certificates that are pushed out to the devices. And that's done so that we can uniquely identify each device, and we can uniquely identify the administrators that have access to manage those devices. Like I said, we don't want rogue admins coming in and doing things with your devices. So that's why we have that layer of security there. It can be a little bit complicated to get going if you don't have that certificate infrastructure in place. But once you get through that initial setup, it's pretty easy. You just add it to your build process, you get the certificate on the device, and now you can manage it through SIEM. SIEM works for Surface Pro 4 and Surface Book, but does not work for Surface Pro 3. And the reason for this is that Surface Pro 3 has a much older UEFI installed on it that just doesn't provide us with the infrastructure that we need. So if you're managing Surface Pro 3 in your environment, we have an older tool called the Surface Pro 3 firmware tool that you can also download and use for that device. All right, so once you have these devices in your environment, you may occasionally need to update drivers or firmware. For example, if you have an application that blue screens every time you run it, you probably need a new driver. We put out new drivers all the time, and to make things easy for you in your environments, we actually package all of our driver and firmware updates into an MSI package. You can take that MSI package and you can deploy it through whatever tool you want, whether that's System Center or whether that's another non-Microsoft management tool. As long as you can deploy an MSI, you can get it on the box. You can run it silently so that it doesn't interfere with the users. You can schedule it. All those things we like to do in enterprise environments, you can do with the MSI. There's a few other benefits of the MSI that you want to know about. The first is that you can use the MSI exec command line to actually get verbose logging. So if you're running the MSI and you're running into a problem, maybe it doesn't seem like it's installing correctly, you can actually get that log file to see what's going on there. You can also extract the MSI to pull out individual drivers if you need to. So there's a lot of flexibility there by using the MSI format. We think you guys are going to like it. I will say that last night, we released an updated MSI package for Surface Pro 4 and Surface Book. So if you guys have Surface Pro 4 and Surface Book in your environments today, if you go up to the Download Center, you will get new drivers and firmware as of last night. And then finally, I want to call out, if you'd like to know when new updates become available, because again, we are issuing updates all the time as we address problems or get better functionality, the place to go is actually to our Surface for IT Pro blog, and you can subscribe through that blog to an email bulletin that will let you know whenever we release new updates. Yeah. Okay, oh, are you on the?
Yeah, so I'm switching over for you. Yeah.
So Todd's got some web pages he's going to show off here that are actually pretty useful.
So we've got, when we release the MSI and zip package updates, as well as when we put the updates on Windows Update, we've got a Surface update history page that that you can click on each device. And so let's say if I go to Pro 4 or Pro 3, so if I go to Pro 4, it tells me the latest updates. It's going to tell you the latest updates that are released as of the day that they went onto Windows Update. So like David said, we just released some updates last night. This page should get updated at some point during the day today. So you would see some things. You would see new information dated September the 29th. And so we put the very specific versions of the drivers. So if you're not sure, maybe do I have that installed? I'm not positive. You can look at various drivers based on what's on that page and determine if you're up to date or not. And then also, when you go up to our website to download an MSI, you can search on the Microsoft download page for, you know, Surface Pro 4 driver, Surface Book driver, Surface 3 drivers, whatever, and there'll be links for all of them, and they'll take you to a page that looks just like this. And then when you click on download, you'll see there that there is an MSI file and a zip file, and those would be the latest ones that would have the latest drivers and firmware. And we only keep one up there, so if you're looking for, like, the old one that came out, you know, months and months ago, we don't have that. So if you go there at a given time, that is always the latest one that is released.
I actually didn't mention the zip file. The reason we have both a zip and an MSI is that if you're in a deployment situation where you're building an image, you want to import those drivers into MDT, use a selection profile to make sure that we deploy the right drivers to the right device, the zip file is there for you to do that with. That's why we provide the zip file.
Okay.
All right. Where are we at?
We are here.
Okay, troubleshooting. All right, so we all know that things break, right? It's just a given of being in IT. Stuff is going to break. It's going to break in new and interesting ways. That's why Todd and I have jobs. How do you troubleshoot your way through some of this? There's some things you can do that are actually really easy. The first thing you want to know about is the Surface Diagnostic Toolkit. In a moment, Todd's going to do a demo of that for you. The Diagnostic Toolkit contains a whole lot of different tests that you can do to test the functionality of the device. These are the same tests that we actually use in our service center when a device is returned to us to determine whether the device is bad or whether we can refurbish it and send it out as a replacement device. So we're going to walk through some of that in a minute. Todd's going to show that off to you. It's a really powerful tool. It's available to all you guys for free. You can just go download it from our website, use it in your environment. We will say that it's really important with Surface devices to ensure that your firmware is up to date. And you can't always trust what Windows Update tells you. So the way to look at that is to look in Device Manager and note the firmware version that Windows thinks you have. And we've got some screenshots of that here.
So if you're in Device Manager, there's a category called Firmware. And then there's on a Pro 4, there's 5 firmwares. And on a book as well, there's 5 different firmwares. They have different names. And then on a Pro 3, there's 4 firmwares. And on a Surface 3, there's 3 firmwares.
And then what you can do is you can take that information. What I usually do is take a screenshot of it if I'm troubleshooting a device. You can actually boot into the UEFI settings of the device and check the firmware levels there as well to make sure that they match. If they don't match, odds are you have a problem with Windows Update, and we have a tool that we'll show you in a minute that will help you fix those problems.
Yep.
So do you want to go ahead and demo the toolkit?
Yes, I will bring up the toolkit. So this is the Surface Diagnostic Toolkit, and when you run it, it's got an option to run all tests or specific tests. It takes a really long time if you run all the tests. Some of the tests require user input because it's trying to detect, you know, do you have dead pixels? Do you have touch areas that on the screen that aren't working? Things like that. So for this example, we'll just do, we'll run a couple of tests. And so I'm gonna uncheck them, and I'm gonna check to see if I'm up to date on Windows Update. And then I think I'm gonna test, let's see, Attach Digitizer Multi-Touch. All right. So it's going to go and check and see if I have the latest updates installed. And this is pretty cool because if your systems are configured to use WSUS or System Center to get updates and you're not always pulling down the latest drivers, so you're not using Windows Update, this tool will tell you like what's missing regardless. So my device is pretty up to date, but it's telling me that I need to update a printer driver. There's a newer driver up on Windows Update compared to this printer. This is my printer at my house. And then I have a definition update for Defender. If I was, you know, needed one of the firmware updates or some of the Surface drivers, then they would show up here as well. And what's really cool about this is that you can actually install those updates directly from here as well. So I'm not going to update the drivers right now, which it's going to say, do you want to continue? And then I'm going to run the multi-touch test, and this is kind of cool. So it's basically telling me how many points of touch I have. So I've got all 5 fingers, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or is it registering all 10? Yep. Is it still working? You know. So this is helping me determine if there's any touch points on the screen that are dead, right? So and that would be very useful. So you know, if somebody says, hey, the right corner of my screen's not working. You know, you can run this tool and then determine is it really not working in that area or not. So it gives you a good idea, like if touch wasn't working in a particular scenario, it might give you a good idea, is it a problem in the application that they're trying to use where touch isn't working, or is it actually touch overall on the device? So, and then at the end of running it, you know, it gives you an opportunity to save that out to a file. So you can save it out to a text file, which then gives you all the results, and it'll tell you all the firmware versions and all this, that good stuff.
And there are a lot of different tests available for you in the Diagnostic Toolkit, so we encourage you guys, if you have Surface devices, pull it down and just take a look at the different things that you can check for. Like I said, this is the same tool that we use in the Service Center when we get customer returns to validate whether that hardware is bad or not. So it can be a really powerful tool for your environments. The other thing we want to talk to you about, and I mentioned it briefly, is the Windows Update Troubleshooter. So if you have devices that are pulling down updates from Windows Update, and you notice that that update gets stuck or doesn't seem to apply, or you get an error message, it can be a real pain to try to figure out what's going on. To make that easier for you, we've actually packaged a troubleshooter that you can download to any machine and run. That troubleshooter will attempt to diagnose the problem and fix it for you, And it's about 95% of the time, it actually fixes the problem without you having to call support. And that's our goal, right? We don't want you to have to call support. We want you to be able to fix it in your environment, get your user back up and running. So Todd's got the Bing search page up here. All you have to do is search for Windows Update Troubleshooter.
And then it puts a link right there for you that you can run, or you can go to the tool, to the page that actually talks about, you know, the issue, talks about the tool and what the tool does and all that stuff. Yeah, it's a useful tool. I have fixed many, many people, friends, you know, sons and daughters of friends, computers that won't install updates by using this tool.
Yeah. I fixed a couple of people down on the expo floor yesterday with this tool. It's a great tool.
Cool.
All right, Todd, you want to?
Yep.
All right. So another thing you want to know about for troubleshooting is recovery images. You know, occasionally, you're going to get a machine that's just at the point where we really just need to take it back to the retail image and make sure that the problem's not still happening. We actually use that as a troubleshooting step in commercial support. If a customer calls in and says, you know, I've deployed a custom image to all my machines, now I'm getting a weird problem with Wi-Fi or a weird problem with this or that, we say, okay, let's take one machine, let's put it back on the retail image, and let's see if you still have that problem. That lets us rule out whether it's maybe a driver that got injected in the image, or maybe it's just a problem with the device, right? Something else. So there's a couple of ways to do it. Within Windows, you can actually choose to recover the device from the image that's baked onto the partition of the hard drive. So whenever you buy a Surface device, there's a recovery image already there waiting for you. Depending when you bought the device, that recovery image may be new or it may be old. It just depends when you got the device. You can also download recovery images from our website, and we've got that web page up here in the background. We'll bring it up in a moment. And you can actually put those on a USB key and run them that way. And then finally, on Surface Pro 4 and Surface Book, we have a cloud recovery option as well. So what that does is that actually loads up the Wi-Fi drivers and allows you to connect to the cloud, download the latest image from our servers, and that way you can skip the USB key. Recovery image is really nice, again, if you have a machine that's just so far gone that you want to kind of flatten it and start over. It gives you the option to choose refresh or reset. Refresh allows you to keep that user data that's on the device. You still have to reinstall applications, but any user data, any files are still going to be there. Reset wipes it right back to factory defaults as if it was brand new, as if it just came out of the box.
Cool.
Okay, the last thing to talk about, and then we'll do a little more show and tell on some web pages here, is the Surface Data Eraser tool. If you run into a situation where you have a user that's left the company, or maybe they're changing job roles, or maybe you have a device that you need to send back in because something's wrong with it, but you want to make sure that your secure data is not on that device, we have a tool that you can download called the Surface Data Eraser. It's a free download, like everything else. Put it on a USB key, insert that into your Surface, boot up from it. It's going to recognize what type of drive you have in that Surface, and send the appropriate commands to wipe the drive. This is really important because different Surface devices have different SSDs installed, and SSDs don't work like old-style HDDs. So you might have data eraser tools that you've been using with those old-style drives.
Yeah, like
those don't really work on an SSD. They might tell you that they run, but they don't really wipe the data. In this case, we worked with each drive manufacturer to make sure that we do the right things for their drive to wipe the data securely. So we definitely encourage you guys to keep this tool in your toolbox. Again, if you have to send a device in for repair, it's always a best practice to wipe the data off before you do that.
Cool.
Okay, this is just a note that please evaluate the session. Tell us how good we were or how bad we were. We're not biased. And Todd, did you want to show some more web pages? We've got a little bit of time.
Yeah, so the other web page I was going to show, which we didn't talk, is the IT Pro blog. We have a page that there's a link to it in the slide deck that talks. It's our Surface page where it's got links to the deployment issues, so planning for deployment, how to do step by step downloading.
Still seeing the slide.
Oh, sorry. Whoops. Sorry, it switched it back into extend mode. My bad. there we go. Come on.
And we're going to stick around for a few minutes after the talk, so if you guys have questions, feel free to come up to any of us. You can come to Scott, too. I think he's recovered from his previous session and can answer questions. What did we break?
I don't know. I think I broke the video output. That's right.
This is why we don't let Todd troubleshoot video problems. No.
Yeah, it doesn't want to output right now. Okay, weird. No, it's not going to work for me. That's okay. The link is in the page, and basically it's our IT Pro blog. There's a place on there where you can sign up to get the email. So every time we release monthly updates on Windows Update for Surface specifically, we'll send out a newsletter, and that newsletter will have all that information in it. So if you sign up for it on there, you'll get that all the time. So it's very useful. Whether you want to install it or not, it's useful because at least you can look at it and say, hey, oh, that looks like an issue that one of my users, you know, mentioned, touch issue, whatever. That would help. So.
Yeah. Cool. While we're on the subject of blogs, one last thing I want to mention is that Surface runs Windows. So a lot of the times in support, we get calls where customers say, hey, my Surface device is having a problem. And when we get into it, we actually find that it's a Windows problem or it's something that Windows maybe already has a fix for. So while you're staying up to date on Surface, I also encourage you to stay up to date on Windows. Windows has several blogs on TechNet. You can go and search on support blogs, and you'll get a list of a lot of them. Really useful information out there, are especially the support blogs, the ones that our support organization authors. We try to provide as much information as we can so that you don't have to call us. So very useful resource. Make sure you check out the TechNet blogs. Make sure you check out the documentation that's available. It can save you a lot of time and trouble. All right, we'll be up here for questions. If anyone has any questions, thank you, everybody.